this life, gotta make your own deals, chase your own thrills, pay your own bills. On the outer loop, sitting on chrome wheels, phone synced up to the newest chrome bills. On air, who cares if it's right or wrong? I just care which guests they invited on. Without a minute to stall, and there was liquor involved with some hype songs. And the night is young, right on cue, the talking begins. And we check out what Steve Bill's got on the blends. A bit grimy, a backdrop from the late 80s to the mid 90s, till it finally takes us to a rhythm that works. And K-Chrome spits a verse that he didn't rehearse. Both flex skills, proving it's all in. So gather round for the newest installment, Chrome Bills. Episode number 25.
Chrome Bills has hit the quarter of a century mark, officially.
I gotta go with the Shady McCoy episode. He was killing it in the snow. That dude is super dope.
Yo,
he's the new Barry Sanders.
What a great weekend for football it was, man. Football in the snow. I'm a fan.
Unbelievable. I was in Florida too. There was a crazy juxtaposition for yours truly. I was sitting in the warmth watching everybody in the snow. It was kind of interesting.
I just sat looking out my there's an update. I moved, so I was looking out my window. I'm now 27 stories in the air, which I feel like cold could, there's zero chance cold could live like that.
No, I'm very proud of you for moving, getting a new place and everything. I think the height choice in your new place was very poor on your part. I think you chose poorly on it. Other than that, I'm very happy for you.
It's optimal for suicide, though.
Well then.
When in Rome, you know?
Just saying.
Yo, starting off the top, I want to say, you know, episode 24 was good, but I do have some errors and omissions.
Yeah, we knew this. We knew this was coming.
Whoa.
I want to start. You know, I always go at you guys with these.
I do want to say. When I listened to this on the playback of the last episode, this was the part where I was like, I know it's not going to go away, but I could see it going away.
It should go away.
Especially because it starts with Chuck saying, "You know, I'm not going to call myself out. Fuck you."
I told you, you guys got to call me out. You got to do some. What's funny is during the episode, you'll sit there and be like, "Errors and omissions."
Right.
But
right.
Then you don't actually.
We
do
them live. You do them from the past episodes. You're living in the past, man. What do
all
you
right,
got?
So Cole was talking about the Entourage theme song.
Okay.
And being,
oh, God. I blew that one
and
bad.
And being made by Obie Trice.
I thought I said it was made by Saigon.
You said it. Yes, you did say it was Saigon.
Oh, I thought okay. It started as. Arizona I think it started Arizona as Obie Trice, Nick. And then, oh, God, we can't have a errors and omissions during. The errors and omissions, can we?
That was so meta. The whole universe just flipped inside out.
I knew the word meta was about to come out for the
world
record.
Peace.
So who actually made it?
It's Jane's Addiction. The song is Superhero.
Okay. Close. Close
yeah,
enough.
They're close.
What I was thinking is Aloe Black has a song that's the theme to How to Make It in America. Is there any way maybe you were thinking of that? It's at least a rapper.
No, I swear there's some connection. Like he was on an episode or something. Somehow Saigon was involved with
Entourage. Was on an episode, yes, that's correct.
All right. Well, I extrapolated far too much from that instance, and I'd like to put it behind us if we could.
Steve, Willie D, Bald Head Hose.
Yeah.
It is actually listed as Bald Headed Hose.
Okay.
Man,
now you know. But you're glad that you know, right?
That was close. I'm not really mad.
Oh, and actually, one of these is on me. I said that RZA's in the movie Waiting, which I'm just embarrassed that I somehow admitted I had seen the movie Waiting.
Yeah, you kind of fucked up twice on that one.
But he's in Funny People, playing a role at a restaurant.
The next time, you know what we should do is tell our listeners to Google Chrome Bills and what was the movie?
Waiting.
Waiting. Google those two things together. We'll go fucking viral on Google.
Oh, and then actually the other one I'll clown myself was when I was talking really fast about Kanye not kicking a freestyle, and I said, even underground rappers like Jay-Z.
Yeah. That was one that we kind of caught that one when
yes,
it happened.
I think we did, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
Yeah, yeah. How's the new place?
Oh, I'm loving it, man.
That's what's
got
up,
an amazing
man.
View, as evidenced by the fact that I was texting you guys pictures of my view. I was like, "Here's what it looks like at night. Here's a foggy day. Here's a sunny day."
It's the kind of thing too, where like when I saw it in person, I really could have.
Doctor, doctor,
Oh, shit.
We hit it.
Are we already into it?
We're in it.
So what are we going to do now?
Intro. What do we got?
This is one of my favorite songs. It's by Sophia, featuring Exhibit and Razzcatazz. It's called Plastic Surgery.
Don't remind me of a nigga that I just don't feel. Same style and delivery. Might as well have his grill. Pass the scalpel, the alcohol. 2500, get your style enhanced like this.
Mass right here will lift your grill, it'll put height in your back. It don't take too much off around a note like Michael Jackson.
If you want it done right, nigga, come see this. Maybe even send your bitch, we can fix them tits. From a C cup to a double D cup, make the big shit stock the liquor.
I like to act some jacking for they finances. Need a facial, I'll change your skin tone to interracial. After I'm done, you might have a little pouch though. Nothing my scalpel can't fix, what kind of face you want?
I want the kind that make me look like I can rhyme.
It'll cost you.
But I can find the Skrilla if I can have that nigga face named Sophia.
But that's imposterous. Plus I never cloned a microphone. What type of shit you want? Hope you got insurance before I sit you on my gurney and weave you to an anesthetic creeper. If you're not broke, I'll shave your face like dope and make you right. Cause being fake ain't tight. You need plastic surgery.
I hit the same old rhyme, yeah. Same old style. Same old
seems
style.
Like you need plastic
same
surgery.
I hit the same old rhyme, rhyme. Same old rhyme, yeah. Same old
seems
style.
You need plastic surgery.
I hit the same old rhyme, yeah. Same old rhyme, like that.
Same seems like you need plastic surgery.
I hit the same old rhyme, same old rhyme. Same old style. Same old
seems
style.
Like you need plastic surgery.
I'm located at the bottom of the blacklist. I like to malpractice. Complicated surgery, intoxicated, smoke cigarettes. Drop ashes in your open gas. Filthy utensil. Knife is dull like a pencil. And what? When a nigga play pussy, get fucked without a kiss or a hug. I'm like contaminated blood transfused from my junkie with the Heron Jones. I reconstruct the bones of all hip hop clones. I date fat girls that weigh 215 with low self esteem because it's easier to get the pussy. I'm performing vinyl liposuction.
Fat MC?
Fat production, motherfucking facial reconstruction. Needles injected, 33 RPMs of anesthetic for acting super quiet. Cosmetic sex changes for bitch niggas to rah-rah niggas. The only cure for sick lyrics is if we implant a hit gimmick.
That shit is full blown. You better head to the clinic after Captain Sabreho. We had the sex lieutenant operate your streak. We here to separate the fake from the classic. Niggas get blasted if they plastic.
It's the same old rhyme, same old style, same old style.
Same old style.
In the same old mind, same old mind, yeah, same old
mind. Seems like you need plastic surgery.
In the same old mind, yeah, same old mind, like that.
Seems like you need plastic surgery.
In the same old mind, same old style,
seems like you need plastic surgery.
I'm like Doogie Howser, MD, with a Desert Eagle. Criminal genius operation, separating them Siamese twins hanging beneath the nigga's penis. Take it to your face like a skin graft. Rappers, I specialize in talent transplant. You want fat lips? Nerf, hit the collagen. Chin tucks and stomach pumps from all the cum you and Richard Gere be swallowing. I follow thin ass banner to buy your vowel so you can see. Swift. Oh, you know why we remain uncontested. Into the contender, we can million man march. All the way to December, January, February 28th.
I never wash my hands. The only rubber gloves I wear is on my dick. But I'll split you quick. I hands like Jackie Chan's the way I twist my wrist. And I make you sick, but I'm a doctor. Don't trip, hopefully in surgery. I won't slip on the tile that's vile and twist your lips like on a pile. Prescriptions I'm overwriting for the ones that's overbiting on dental records. Biting to God, send your blessings. I'll put your mask on fast like Ramadan. Mixing bitches like half Lola, fall on a half blonde in the paper. Then name me a large professor, a mad scientist with a long line of clients.
Bitch, get out my office.
You don't have an appointment or an application for me to attack your face in my practice. Never lacking when I'm inserting these plastic patches. Seems like you need plastic surgery.
I hit the same old rhyme, yeah. Same old style. Same
seems
old
like
style.
You need plastic
same
surgery.
Hit the same old rhyme, same old rhyme, yeah. Same
seems
old
like
style.
You need plastic
same
surgery.
I hit the same old rhyme, yeah. Same old rhyme, like that.
Same old style.
Same old style. I hit the same old rhyme, same old style. Same old style. Same old style. I hit the same old rhyme.
13 seconds left in the song. Bring us back, son.
So check this out. The point I was making as I had just a complete brain fart when this song came on was with Chuck, the view that he sent me and Steve in a picture, I've seen that in person. Like, you got to share that kind of thing with people. I feel the same way about that song. That song has always gotten me so fucking hype. three different styles of MCs. They all weave in and out really dope. The beat is just bonkers.
You said that's E-Swift?
E-Swift did the beat. The MCs are Exhibit, Saphir, and Razzkaz.
And that's off the Exhibit album.
Yeah.
At the Speed of Life.
At the Speed of Life. And it just, it like, such a dope concept.
How the fuck?
To have three people knock it out of the park all over a dope beat. I feel like you can't beat that.
I've been sleeping on that one, man.
It's dope shit. So thank you for playing that.
No doubt.
Those guys have another,
thanks for the hookup.
They have another song together, right? Is it Three Card Molly?
Indeed.
It's dope, man. I think there was supposed to be an album with all three of them.
Yeah.
Golden State Warriors, maybe. Hey, help me out with this.
You know,
I'm trying
fun.
To figure out who it is that I don't want to say Saphir sounds like, because I feel like he created his own style, but who he reminds me of. And the only names I came up with were Planet Asia and Rockness Monster from Helter Skelter. But is there like someone else I'm missing that has a similar delivery to him?
See, I think not so much in that the delivery is similar, just the wild style of it is Breezley Bruin.
Okay, because
he's definitely an East Coast dude, but like his style is fucking crazy relative to what you'd expect out of that. I'd say the same thing about Saphir being from the West Coast. Like those dudes are their own coasts, basically.
It's definitely a West Coast thing, you know.
Yeah.
Swinging for some reason, Bus Driver came to mind.
Yeah, yeah. What? Definitely. So that's a dope jam.
The Wild Stallions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to say that this week's episode, which is now available on iTunes if you search for Chrome Bills, we are brought to you this week by Meat Shoes.
Anything special about Meat Shoes?
Well, obviously they're made out of meat, but when you see somebody else walking around in their Meat Shoes and you don't know them, you can walk up and say, "Nice to meet you." It's a way to meet people. It's like a really barbaric dating service.
I was still laughing on the playback at C's Mike's Cheese Bites.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming soon.
Yeah.
Yo, and they were really
delicious.
Good.
Very
too.
Cheesy, though.
I
got
to say that. They were really good.
I was going to say, we also have a sponsor.
Okay.
Micro Center has teamed up with Teddy Riley to bring you Ram.
Oh, Ram.
Is that new Ram for my MacBook?
Upgrade your RAM for me.
That's good.
Okay.
Yo.
So it's been a minute. We didn't record after, was it Thanksgiving?
We recorded last week there.
Did we?
Memory Man.
Yeah, Memory Man right there.
Meat shoes right here.
Oh boy, Meat Shoes.
Airs and
I ate too many Meat Shoes. I got the meat sweats.
Yo, speaking of memories though, I saw something last night when I was fucking around on Twitter. There's a Redman Muddy Waters 2 coming out.
Whoa.
Which I was pretty excited for, because as far as Redman albums go, I mean, that's not my favorite. It's in the top two.
Is that the top seat? That's okay.
I mean, is it indicative of that it's going to be that similar style?
Well, it got me thinking how, you know, the Eminem joint that just came out, Eminem. The Eminem joint that just came out is Marshall Mathers 2. And then there's a Cuban Lynx, right? There's like a Return to Cuban Lynx part 2. And I couldn't come up with any other albums that had a part 2, and I was too lazy to Google it. I was going strictly off the noggin.
Strictly off
the noggin, y'all.
Off the noggin.
You could say Stillmatic was maybe.
Oh, that's a good pull.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. Oh, Blueprint.
Oh, fuck yeah. There's like three Blueprints. See, this is show prep at its finest.
All of Lil Wayne's albums, because they're all like the Carter 4.
True. Have you ever listened to a Lil Wayne album?
I've listened to mixtapes.
Okay.
I mean, he's definitely one of those dudes.
Has he ever impressed you?
Yes.
Okay.
He has a song called Let the Beat Build, Bitch.
Oh, yeah, that's tight.
That's dope. And I mean,
I think that was on a Kanye album, wasn't it?
See,
Maybe not.
As I remember, Airs and Omissions.
Shit.
I don't know. One of us is, both wrong.
I'm afraid to say anything now.
It's probably.
Around
I'm
Chuck.
Hawking.
Yeah.
I am Hawking.
MC Know It All.
I look up, there's like a fucking crow circle in me. I know I'm dead meat. For Meat Shoes.
Yes.
Do you have any more Airs and Omissions?
No, but I do know that this Chrome Bills podcast, episode 25, is brought to you by the hashtag HTTR. They decided to start promoting because people are using it less and less as every week passes.
Oh, that was good.
Potter.
Shots.
Mm-hmm.
No, okay, so...
You can follow us on Twitter,
going
right?
Going back to the Redman thing, is there a number two album that's even as good as the number one, you know? I actually think the M album is pretty good the more I listen to it. Like, Rap God is... We don't need to do another Eminem breakdown, but...
I think you just
Rap God is really dope. The Cuban Lynx one for me was cool, but obviously not up there with the classic. Now that you mentioned Blueprint, is probably is the best Blueprint, Blueprint 1?
Yeah.
I mean, well, let's think about in terms of from first album to second. I always felt like the second Cypress Hill album was pretty slept on in terms of
Black
the
Sunday.
Yeah. Like, Be Real was cool. But I thought it was better on the first album. But I thought the beats on the second album went to another level. I mean, I don't know. It wasn't billed as Cypress Hill 2.
Oh, this is very fitting instrumental, actually.
Mm-hmm. How? Why is that?
Should we play a game of Them That's Not?
Let's do it.
All right. So I was looking at a couple rap albums that I enjoy. Actually, we could go with the Redman one since we were talking about it. This is a little game we play on Chrome Bills. It's called Them That's Not. Which of the following rappers was not featured on Dox the Name? Once upon a time, there was Dox a rapper named Busta. I had a little... Sorry. Busta Rhymes. Method Man. Young Z. Ghostface. Keith Murray. Which of the following rappers was not featured on the Redman album Dox the Name? Busta Rhymes, Method Man, Young Z, Ghostface, Keith Murray. Let's start with the one and only C's Mikes.
Ghostface.
I'm going Ghostface as well.
Well, you both got it.
Yes.
Joke's on me. You know what's crazy about this beat?
I'm tired of getting that shit wrong.
You know what's crazy about this beat is the sample never speeds up. It's only the drum. If you pay attention to it,
that is an interesting fact.
What are you talking about? Of course it speeds up.
He's saying it's just the drum.
No, it's not just the drum.
Where did you get that from, Chuck?
At the beginning of the song, it's going slow, isn't it, Chuck?
I don't know. I might be on errors and omissions finally.
Errors and omissions, man.
I just thought back in life about who.
I feel like Big Brother's hovering over everything that we say.
We got to stop it. Actually.
I just thought about it.
Like, Chuck's not going to stop.
Oh, I'll never stop.
He's right about everything.
I'll get up and walk. You won't even know because my picture's not coming through on G-Chat today. You guys are just looking at my press photo as we do this podcast. It's just me hanging out with Steve's wife's purse. Sitting on a bench, snarling.
Hey, what happened to your podcast? Well, after 5 years of being friends, Steve saw the picture of Chuck with his wife's purse next to him and just completely lost it.
That was it.
He could have had it next to him, but he didn't need to put his dick in the purse. That just was inappropriate.
All right, how about this?
I mean...
While we're on the topic...
You ever fuck a purse, man? I have.
I'm doing it right now.
What about a purse and a flashlight?
Don't bring your purse around me, true player for real.
Yeah, right?
Don't bring your purse around me.
Yeah. What's your podcast about? Oh, you know, purse fucking.
Nurse ducking and purse fucking. Eating turduckins.
Nurse ducking and purse fucking.
While some herbs clucking.
God.
Wow. Keep going.
Got some nerds puffing.
I feel like we all got high as shit.
I got a contact buzz.
Yeah,
the contact blitz.
I did not. I am drinking.
Chuck, listen to the horn. Listen to the horn in the background.
It's definitely way slower. I don't know.
It's definitely
way slower. I said it, I thought about the person who told me that like 10 years ago, and how I have since learned to never trust anything that came out of his mouth.
Air him out. Air him out right now.
Are we gonna air him out and then edit it? His
no.
rap name was Iridium.
Oh, I think he had a group called Different Styles, and the DJ for that group was DJ Dusty Benches. Like, God, this dude plays the worst music, and there's always so much dust everywhere.
DJ Linus.
How about this? Before we move on, one more Them That's Not. Supreme Clientele. I'm going to name five rappers. Who was not on it? Raekwon, Capadonna, Redman, You God. Inspect a deck.
Now I feel like this is kind of a setup for us to say Redman, because that was the answer on Redman's album.
I know the answer.
What is it?
You say it. Take your wild.
No,
guess.
I know it. I just want to know if you know it. I mean, well, all the other dudes are in Wu-Tang, right? All right, I'm going to go U-God.
Inspector Deck.
Steve Mills is batting like 1,000 in the...
Jesus.
Dude, God. U-God was on the single. The Cherchez La Ghost, man.
Okay. Good pull.
Check your body, body. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Fuck, yeah.
You knew that.
I knew that. It was floating around
Check
in there.
The body rhyme.
These meat shoes, I can't get them out of my head. Making them is very disturbing.
He has a very disturbing
the
line
imagery.
In there about having sex. The imagery was very...
Yeah.
Can Chrome Bills... Can Chrome Bills episode 25 not be called Meat Shoes? Actually, that's going to be the name of the episode. Don't call it Meat Shoes.
Don't call it Meat Shoes. Wow. Well done. This whole podcast has been very meta.
Some of the names are so funny. When I read them weeks later, I'm like, you stupid hot dog.
Yeah. The Pink Champagne episode, that was a classic.
What was the last one called?
I had some pink champagne right now.
Is anybody listening? Is anybody out there?
Where's your?
Where's my head at?
Emasculating wine tonight.
I don't have any.
You don't have any wine?
That brings us to our regularly scheduled bit of what are you drinking?
What are you drinking? I mean, I'm over here drinking Perrier, so don't look at me for like the ultimate masculinity.
Perrier, that's very hey.
Very hey.
Hey.
Yo. You
should play more songs with lyrics in them.
This is hilarious. Hold on. This motherfucker. Yeah. So this song that I picked out is LP Fantastic Damage. Let's not listen to it.
You motherfucker! I thought I was picking the songs. I didn't
know
you
had one. Instrumental.
That was accidental.
Was that accidental?
Non-instrumental. Dude, I got...
Yo, that's the dude who makes the beats for different styles. He just wakes up the next morning after getting... He just gets fucking completely wasted every night, and they lock him in the room. He wakes up, he's like, what happened? They're like, dude, you made like 11 beats.
Accidental instrumental.
I don't remember any of it.
He should do a cover of Black and Yellow, the Wiz Khalifa song, and it would just be like, accidental, instrumental, accidental, instrumental. You know what it is.
Mm-hmm. What are you drinking tonight, Chuck?
Oh, yeah, you guys can't see. I'm drinking a big gulp from 7-Eleven that's filled with soda water and vodka.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm drinking a very...
You have problems, man.
Very tall beverage.
That'd be like if you knew somebody had like a crack problem, and they're like, what are you doing? He's like, I hollowed out an apple and I'm smoking crack out of it. Like, I'm really worried about you, Chuck.
What? Dude. I would have got a huge cup. I dumped a fifth of vodka in it and a 2 liter of soda. That should get me through the night.
My drinking cup.
This is my drinking cup.
Dude, your liver.
No, not even. I am drinking a vodka soda, but it's still out of a pretty big glass. It's out of a pint glass you would put beer in.
Oh my god,
that's
man.
Insane. Yeah. I feel like Chuck's liver, his liver looks like a bulldog who's always just like, it's real strong, but it's always like tired, and it's like, I don't want
to
get up.
I know I have a drinking problem because I went to this spot where Cole and I had got really hammered when he was up visiting in Manhattan, and we were drinking whiskey smashes, and then I texted him, and he didn't even respond. He's like, I'm not enabling you.
I can't. Oh my. Well, it was ill, too, because it was like, you know, you can't really be critiquing text that much in terms of, like, spelling and grammar, but it was like... It was just 5 words separated by periods. I was like, yo, this dude is like not paying attention.
No, I do that for emphasis. It was more like whiskey, smash,
for the win. Okay.
Win.
Yeah. Oh, so you took it to that level. I was like the opposite of what I was saying.
He was hyped up.
You were ready to rock. I'm not going to lie. Chuck was saying it last episode that I completely forgot that we recorded. he was like fucking, Cole was, he was into it. He was like, yo, there's so many different ways to drink. And then, what I remember about the whiskey smash is it was a good whiskey drink.
Dude, you know what I mean? Realized that the time we were there, I didn't even have one because whatever else I was drinking, I think I was drinking like Dark and Stormies. The background on this place is that it's a bar that has mixed drinks on draft. Like they have them sitting in a barrel and they come out of the gun. And one of them is the whiskey smash. Jesus. And it's whiskey and it does smash.
One of the things that in terms of how ridiculous things have gotten, just, you know, like with the way the world is, I really do feel like those kind of bars existing is like a nice perk of that. That's fucking crazy. Because I had those drinks. It wasn't like when you went down to fucking Mexico and like they poured you like a slushy with grain alcohol in it.
Right.
Like, these were good-ass drinks, and they were just ready to fucking
just
rock.
Ready to roll with it.
Yeah.
Ready to rock with it. Yo, and while I was on Stone Street, these dudes, Cole, you remember where we were kind of in Manhattan? I mean, Stone Street is down right. in the financial district. It's definitely not the most New York of all places, and people were there recording a rap video. And I don't know. Yeah,
really?
On Saturday night.
It?
No, I was kind of confused who it was. It was one dude rhyming, and everyone else was wearing masks, like the like they were in Anonymous or like at Occupy Wall Street or something.
Uh-huh.
And no, I just let him do the thing. I did kind of peek out and see what was going on.
You
a
sure
couple
it wasn't
times.
A snuff film being recorded in public? Like those masked men killed the one guy.
The only thing I can think is it's one of the few streets in Manhattan that's blocked off for traffic. And they might have been out there trying to get street shots and then not even having permits. We got some music coming up. Why don't we intro this?
What song is it?
Can't Wake Up.
Speaking of concepts that are dope,
what I want you
heard
to
plastic
do
surgery. Check out the concept of this song and the way he flips it.
And all the shout outs.
Nine.
The shout outs are impressive.
Eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two. On one, you will be asleep. One. I'm a blunt getting smoked and I can't wake up. I'm a blunt getting smoked and I can't wake up. I'm a blunt getting smoked and I can't wake up. I'm a blunt getting smoked and I can't wake up. I'm dreaming about being a blunt. I'm running around and I just can't wake up. Ha! I'm dreaming about being a blunt. Ha! I'm walking around and I just can't wake up. I'm trying to wake up, I can't wake up. So I run and jerk. Someone yell, get that blunt, get that blunt. Now I'm thinking this is major. I got a bunch of people chasing me with a razor. I don't like this dream as a blunt, but I can't get out of it and I can't seem to wake up. So I'm running and racing, blunt smokers and chasing. This is insane. I'm caught by House of Pain. I picked up, they said they're gonna put my head out. They slipped my back and all the tobacco fell out. Now I'm hollowed, wet, thin, and yes, ready. They poured the shoe paint gently and re-wet me. I'm in the mouth, yo, I can't wake up. Yo, I'm a blunt getting smoked and I can't wake up. I'm a blunt getting smoked and I can't wake up. I'm a blunt getting smoked and I can't wake up. I'm a blunt getting smoked and I can't wake up. I'm a blunt getting smoked and I can't wake up. Check it out now, in the same attire. Here comes the fire, how they lit it. Now I'm burning by the minute. But check it out, more heads came to chill. Everlast took a pull and passed me to Cypress Hill. Cypress Hill took a pull, lungs are full. Who's next? I'm being passed the DOS effect. As they take a mad pull, smoke goes in heat. It's really smoky, but I can still see black sheep. Whoa, black sheep gets me, relights me. Room is proper, now I'm passed off the Shaba. Shaba's voice gets low like a 2B set. Mean I'm falling a rumor and pass me the Grand Pooba. I wasn't burning right, so Pooba got mad at me. They said, who rolled this? And passed it to Kid Capri. Kid Capri said, I won't front. Pass it to Red Man, he knows how to roll a blunt. Red Man said, no need to re-roll. He hit it, relit it, and passed me to De La Soul. De La Soul took a hit and kept hitting. Now they're bugging because they passed me to Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton said, I smoke, but I won't inhale. I only hit it twice, he got slapped by Greg Nice. Now I fell on the floor, Greg Nice picked me up from being smoked, and I can't wake up. I'm a blunt getting smoked, and I can't wake up. I'm a blunt getting smoked, and I can't wake up. I'm a blunt getting smoked, and I can't wake up. I'm a blunt getting smoked, and I can't wake up. Get me out of this, somebody wake me up. I'm still on fire, and I'm still being smoked up. Half my body is gone, now they come into my head. Now my head is being pinched by Teddy Ted. A crazy nightmare, I gotta go. I gotta wake up, and I'm passed off the yo-yo. Yo-yo gets respect, that's a lady, she didn't smoke. She passed me the showbiz in AG. AG said respect to C. He got one big pull and passed me the Smooth B. Smooth B, although he's talking to Teddy, took a hit and passed me the Fab Five Freddy. Freddy said, yo, there's nothing left, pop. Look me in my face and passed me the Chump Rock. Chump Rock said, yo, Freddy, chill. If you ever catch me smoking this, kick me in the grill. I'm a blunt getting smoked and I can't wake up. I'm a blunt getting smoked and I can't wake up. I'm a blunt getting smoked and I can't wake up. I'm a blunt getting smoked and I can't wake up. I'm dreaming.
Are we back?
KRS-1. We are back.
Knowledge reigns supreme over nearly everyone. Wow.
That
is impressive.
I was never a big fan of blunts. What do you think of blunts?
They used to get me banged up.
Yeah.
I feel like the trees were so weak back then that you could smoke a blunt. If someone had a blunt now, I would just turn and run. turn and run.
I ever tell you, you guys used to hotbox? You ever used to hotbox things?
I've done it a couple times. Kind of weird.
I might have told you this story already, but in Wheaton, there was a McDonald's that they had a Ronald McDonald head, and it had like the helium balloon equipment like attached to its mouth.
Okay.
Right? It was a big Ronald McDonald head, and you can go and get a balloon and stick it to the helium and fill up helium balloons.
I'm
for the
scared
kids.
Where this is going.
And I had a friend. So I had a friend who just walked into that McDonald's, grabbed the big Ronald McDonald head, ripped it off the apparatus, and bounced, right?
Oh my God.
And then he left it on my front porch, right? So this was probably freshman year of high school.
Okay.
And then we took that down into the basement, and we used that to hotbox. So we'd blow the smoke. We'd put the big Ronald McDonald head on, and then we'd blow smoke into the mouth of the Ronald McDonald
head. Is that why the dude stole it for that purpose?
No.
What was he doing?
He's just crazy. That's all.
I mean, I could see if he had like a motive, but
no motive. Just like, I'm going to mess with Steve and leave this on his front
There's
porch.
Easier ways to do that is what I'm saying.
Can you
like crap in a bag and light it on fire?
Can you spray up the dude who did that? Or no?
He has like children now. He has a child.
Will you say the name and then edit it out?
Yeah. His name is...
Who are you?
You don't know him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who are you?
You ain't know.
That's some crazy shit.
Who are you?
You ain't know him.
You ain't even know it. Now I have to beep this out and make him work for myself?
Well, if his kid ever hears this story, he's going to be like, you got me a fucking scarf for Christmas? You were stealing McDonald's head.
Who are you?
He's going to be really mad you sprayed him up like that. Oh, shit. Now you got to edit that out, too.
What? What'd you say? I didn't even hear
the whole episode. Is that what you're saying?
Edit the whole thing out. Well, actually, the head ended up.
Go ahead
with the head. But my buddy,
who are you?
Now I got to edit that out. Took that head to University of Maryland. So that was floating around the University of Maryland campus when you guys were there.
I don't remember seeing
it. So if you ever ended up at a party somewhere and you're like, hey, let's hotbox this Ronald McDonald head.
But the idea of putting my head in something like that, that's so disgusting. I would never do that.
It was huge. It was like the size of that speaker, right?
Very visual and comment
close
for the
was
radio.
Your face to the sides.
What's up? Yeah, visual. It's about the size of that speaker.
Which
over
one?
There.
Which one? There's 12 recessed lights in here. I am balling.
I know what you mean. I just still I find that kind of. So I went up and saw Chuck a couple weeks ago.
All right.
This past weekend, I went out and saw my cousins in Florida. It was awesome. Being with them was awesome. But in the airports before and after. It's so disgusting. Like being in that environment that's that intimate, in that size I don't want to be in, let alone a fucking helmet with a bong in it. You know what I mean?
There wasn't, whatever, I'll draw you a diagram.
Wait, so does the airport bother you more than the actual plane? Or are you referring to the plane?
You know what? It's interesting because, so I've flown quite a bit over my life. And one thing I've noticed is every time I've flown recently, the more and more I do it, I'm like, yo, I'm getting more and more freaked out about shit I never used to notice. I've always felt like, because I'm scared of heights, as we've discussed, I've always felt like fucking, once I get on the plane, I'm like, now's not the time to get fucking frightened. You know what I mean?
There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, so fucking settle in. Let's just like listen to music. Just fucking pray for the best. You know.
Some people take Xanax.
Relinquish control.
I couldn't do that,
relinquish control. That's how you know someone's a control freak. That's how I realized I was a control freak. Was that?
Yeah, like the only thing that'll make you not try to be in control is being on a fucking airplane. Like you got problems.
But sometimes you just want to go in the cabin and be like, that light, that red light. Can you just?
Yeah, well, it's bothering me that it's
as you know the. We won't disclose the job that Steve and I do, but it has a very like civic responsibility in other people's lives.
I thought you worked
at
Hooters.
By it. True. We work at, what's the spoof of Hooters that's on the one show?
Raisins.
Oh no, yeah.
The bulge one.
The balls. It's like
was
balls.
On Amy the it's Amy like Schumer show.
That was actually a very funny skit. It like highlights it. It's like a restaurant that highlights a man's balls for women.
It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny. I don't want to know, but that's pretty funny.
Wasn't it called Nut Huggers or something like that?
No, it was called Nutcrackers.
Nutcrackers.
That's pretty clever.
Shout out to Amy
Schumer. Yo, that show's actually really good, man.
Friend of the show.
It's really good. Like, Neil Brennan is one of the big creative minds behind it, who's the co-creator of Chappelle Show.
Who are you?
Yeah, personal friend of mine. Godfather to my cat. and Eskimo Brother.
Cats, man. All right. I was around Chuck's cat. Oh, I was around my cousin's cats. You got to tell him like 12 times not to do shit. I hate cats.
I love cats.
Get out.
A dog, you're just like, yo, go in the other fucking room. You don't see
it
for
12
hours.
With that in mind, while we were listening to How to Roll a Blunt, but I'm a Blunt Getting Smoked, I had to go lock my cat in the bedroom because it was annoying the shit out of me while we were podcasting.
How many times do I have to tell you? You're a sentient being. By the 30th time, it's got to sink in.
Nope.
Anyway, that's my story. Chuck.
Great story. Good job.
Tell us the new place. I mean, I know you probably don't want to give like the exact address, but that's a whole big thing, man. How's that working out for you?
I love it, man. I mean, I feel like there's nowhere to go but down from here. And I don't mean literally in what height of I'm on, but...
Are you talking about jumping to your death from the 27th floor?
No, but I'm literally sitting on my couch and I'm looking out at like the Empire State Building and just the whole New York City skyline. And yeah, I know that eventually I'll just be in the basement in Jessup. Oh, wait, no, that's Cole's life. But no, I'll be...
Whoa.
That was a shot.
Wow, that was a low blow. Low blow, dog.
I didn't even mean that as a dig, but that was a pretty asshole thing for me to say.
It's all good. Hey, it hit, you know.
No,
the
but
truth
I,
hurts.
What I do know is that I will not be here, and this is obviously not where I'm going to live for the next 10 years. And I'm sure wherever I go after this will be progressively worse until I'm in a nursing home.
In what sense?
I mean, eventually I got to start being smart with my money.
Yeah. True. I don't know that your quality of life will go down. I mean, you're talking about like just the surroundings that you have.
Yes. And well, I mean, this spot, I think it'll make more sense once you guys come up and visit too. I mean, this spot is huge. It's like the biggest place I've ever lived.
I mean, to be perfectly honest, and not to go into too much details, but I feel like the other new thing in your life, like that becomes your surroundings. So you become more comfortable in like not seeing the Empire State Building, but you're like, I have a yard, but I like the person that I hang out with all the time.
Yeah, I mean,
that's really all that matters,
you know?
Yeah, and I mean, I love my girl and she's moving in. Right now, she hasn't moved in too, so I'm like in this limbo where I have this massive place all to myself until she moves up.
Kind of nice.
I'm sitting
kinda
here.
Nice.
You know, the real reason I didn't connect the camera for the podcast tonight. Hey, yo.
Keep it going.
Is there a fudge fountain there? Like you're distracted by all the cool shit? There's like video games.
A fudge fountain?
What is a fudge fountain?
What the fuck?
You ever see like the Golden Corral commercials?
Okay.
I watch so much TV.
Fondue. Okay.
Fudge fountain.
A fudge fountain is
I
awesome.
Think that's what they call it. Errors and omissions otherwise, dog.
Do you want to go to a fudge fountain restaurant tonight, honey? Yes.
What's the name of the place? Golden Corral. Like, where is the fucking creativity?
Don't you think
names?
If any restaurant's name was actually also the name of like a sex act, it would be Golden Corral? Like, I don't know what exactly that would be.
Wow. Oh my God. Did you steal that joke?
I
That's
swear
brilliant.
I just gave up with it.
Golden Corral.
Easily the funniest thing said on this show.
What is the Golden Corral? It's like when you pee in a circle or something.
I don't know. Like,
keep
what,
her
what,
in,
what,
a, in the same spot. You're not moving now, girl. I'm going to hit you with the Golden
You've been
Corral.
Corralled, y'all.
What would it be? I've cried over here, but what would it be?
Yeah, you piss around the perimeter of the
I mean, it's
so
got to involve piss.
So they don't want to step in the piss.
You know, because it's not like you could be like, all right, like it's the Yellow Corral. Somebody could be like, maybe it's like a food thing. You know, some people are into that. Maybe it's
Golden
mustard.
Corral.
Golden? You're getting that specific about the yellow? It can only be one thing.
It was either, the restaurant was either going to be called Piss Moat or Golden Corral. So we went with Golden Corral.
There was some guy at the table that was like, man, I really think Piss Moat was the move. I think you guys have this one wrong.
It's like eating in a trough of piss. I hate bathrooms that have troughs. That's so fucking weird.
Dude.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I went to a horse race once back in college.
You had to piss next to the horses.
I forget what the name of this fucking thing was.
Okay.
It's where a bunch of college kids go and they get drunk and there's a horse race going on.
In Baltimore?
Tailgating. It was in Baltimore. I went to that one too.
Preakness?
I went to the Preakness. There was another one in Virginia. And basically...
It's called Tuesday.
Oh, that's the ATM day at the races, right?
Yeah, it wasn't that one. But anyways, people are pissing in a moat, right? This long-ass outdoor moat all day long. And then when people start getting super, super drunk, a pool of money starts, right? And people just keep throwing money in there.
Oh, God.
Until one drunk-ass dude is drunk enough to do a running slide through the piss moat. I shit you not.
Oh, is it shit, too?
No, it's just piss.
And takes all the money, too? Or just...
Oh, well. It takes all the money. Yeah, God. I think the dude... When we were there... I think the dude got like $500. And
that's
I was like,
nothing.
I was like,
that
dude,
is not enough.
Dude,
that is not enough.
Good for you,
wait,
man.
But yeah, just to make sure I'm following this, are they throwing the money in the trough? Or are they more like, if you don't...
No.
So I was going to say, is it like $500 piss-soaked dollars?
You really got to work hard for
that. Man, damn.
I, what did you do for this money? I floated down a river of 1,000 people's piss, and then I took their piss-covered money.
So disgusting.
Oh, do you guys have a number that you would do that for?
Well, here's the thing. I feel like everybody there was like, yo, I'm not even thinking about this until I get to like 10, 15 grand. They got to 500. Some dude just like took his shirt off.
Was like, let's do this. Let's do this. Pay the rent this month. Chuck, you said, what's our number?
Yeah, because I think, I mean, it's disgusting. But at the same time, like, I have a number.
What is it? $12. $350.
It's got 5 digits. Like, I'd start considering it. I mean, at a certain point, we're talking about post-tax money. Like,
I don't know that gets taxed.
99 grand? You're turning that down for 99 grand?
There's no way I could do that.
Although,
100, I would maybe consider it for 100.
The nightmares, well, the nightmares would...
Yeah, that you would be, all right.
Well, plus, the kind of people that are having a contest like that, they probably are not walking around with like $1,000 in their pocket. I'm starting to think maybe 500, like this dude outweighted some people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he did.
Because, like, you don't go to like a billionaire's party where there's like a vodka ice luge and just see like all the rich people start pissing everywhere and then be like, who's going to swim in that for money?
That's why they'll never have good parties, man.
Yo, that is such a wild, that's the craziest story I've heard in a minute.
It's disgusting.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right.
Dude, do you guys want to do some Ask C's? We do have
yes.
Yeah, let's
Jimmy B from DC actually submitted
shout out to Jimmy B.
Jimmy B.
Dude, his Twitter avatar is hilarious. He's like wearing a watermelon on his head or some shit like that. Like a gutted watermelon.
Whoa.
As he walks into a Golden Corral. It's very fitting.
That's
while executing a Golden Corral.
Hey, actually, that was my roommate from college, and he used to always wear a watermelon on his head.
Why?
It's just something that he did.
What's with your friends in like shit covering their head? You get the Ronald McDonald head, you get a watermelon.
I never thought about it, but I guess
you were always wearing hats. Now that I think about it,
that's true.
He actually shout out. He submitted 3 questions, so I figure.
All right,
I will. I'll rifle off all 3, and then you guys can decide which ones you want to answer. I assume this one was for Cole. It said, do you have a favorite 4 bars that you ever wrote? Was there ever any educated consumers groupies? And who? And my favorite of the 3, who is more cynical between Steve and C's?
Oh.
I'll take the first 2, you take the 3rd one.
Okay.
The first was the hook for Better Letter. Nothing but fucking and fussing discussions of trust and no function so disgusting. I mean, it's more than 4 bars, but it's all just a bunch of fat shit in a pretty tight area. Ayo.
Whoa.
But it says a whole lot. Like, I feel like that's the point of writing, is to say the most with the least amount.
Slow that down for me real quick.
Nothing but fucking and fussing discussions of trust and no function so disgusting. I'm rushing to touch and all I can feel is emptiness. Like, it's just... What I'm saying is a lot in a very short period of time.
Right.
The answer to the second one, and by the way, I should mention this now, there will be a seasmikes.com shortly after the new year.
4 groupies.
Four groupies. The answer number 2. So for all the groupies that I ever had or ever will have, let's just all meet in one place. That's my website. You got to pay to be on it, and then we can have sex, but...
on your website... Please have a column for groupies to be able to upload pictures and messages for you, okay? Yeah.
Rate the groupies. That's going to be one of the things. No, there was never really educated consumers groupies, to be perfectly honest.
Boring.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, what am I going to say? Yes?
Yeah.
There was a couple girls that like I met through music. Like, most of the girls that I've ever met were through music. I'd like to think that it's because from the age of like 18 to now... That's really the only like time I ever go out and be social. But the more I think about it, I'm like, I wonder if I didn't do music, if I'd ever have met a woman in my life.
Did you ever, were you ever, either of you two, were you ever on stage rhyming and you noticed like a girl up, like very close up front, like giving you the eye or just like putting off signals?
Yeah.
And did you ever act on those?
Well, it's crazy. I had one show where a chick did that, and like after the set, like she came up to me and handed me her number, and I was out of state. I was like, oh, that's kind of dope. And like 90 seconds later, I see her basically like dry humping another dude on the dance floor. Yes. And you know, there was that like, yo, what the fuck? And then I was like, yo, like, of course, are you surprised by that, dog?
Like, I'm jealous.
You, like, the other thing too is I'm like, yo, like, I hang out with myself all the time. No girl's ever going to do that. I could see like after, like in the instant of like me at my best doing a show, I could see maybe.
Right.
But then she's not going to be the kind of girl that's not doing what she was doing.
Yeah.
So.
You're like, what's that guy's legs got that I don't have?
I did meet, like, a lot of times what would happen was like a big group of friends would come to a show and then I'd meet somebody new that they were hanging out with. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, so, I would say there was
I never
more
viewed
like
it as, believe me, like no one was like, I got to fuck C's. Like that shit wasn't happening, but I could meet people
there
through
were,
it.
I like to say that there were conversations that I got in after shows that I didn't initiate that there's no way would have happened like if I hadn't performed. But I don't know if that's groupie love. What about the last one? Who's more cynical between the two of you?
Oh.
I got to get
into who's
for
better
this,
at flapping their lips like... I can't even do what you do.
It's your boy, Heavy
All right,
Breath.
Holla, intro.
Maybe the indication that I'm cynical, because this is a cynical song. This is my favorite Brother Ali song. Actually, it's not cynical, but it's very dark.
Let's do it. Brother Ali, shout out. Chrome Bills, episode 25.
Brave brother, keep your lips stiff, keep your fist clenched. At times you gotta kick your way through this bitch. And I can't stop feeling guilty smiling. A wise man once told me that every cloud has a silver lining. I wanted to believe him, but it's a trick to find him. When the people around me continue dying. Granddad was in the twilight of his life. When he closed his eyes tight and opened his wrist wide. We'll make a 10th round fighter with a winning score. Decide he need to throw a towel for the whistle blow. Maybe I'll never know, but I inherited his poetic soul. So the symbolism's yet to show. Was life so obscene, the depths more serene? Or was an old author trying to write his own closing scene? Nothing seems like knowing that the woman that gave me this life is being eaten from the inside. I thought we'd never make shit right. I wish I'd have viewed it once clear before you were done here. That's 2 in 1 year that I let leave here. Loving me without shedding one single tear. Either I'm one of the strongest people left, or y'all should stone me for even trying to steal breath. And God's rainwater flow through the same gutter that we walk today. Gotta stay brave, brother. Keep your lips stiff, keep your fists clenched. At times you gotta kick your way through this bitch. And God's rainwater flow through the same gutter that we walk today. Gotta stay brave, brother. Keep your lips stiff, keep your fists clenched. At times you gotta kick your way through this bitch. They say shit's crap, but you all by yourself, ain't ya? Damn straight, I got a jail cell nature. Been boxed up, but I never been settled in. Him got tough, started developing leather skin. I learned to make that face that tells predators it's better to reassess just who you're about to wrestle with. I'm on one like the first kick drum of the beat. Clear my lungs, spit blood on the street. They telling me we got nothing to fear but fear itself. But I fear I have no human fear left. Someday I'm gonna wanna peel back these calluses and really feel life again, and that's where my challenge is. I've been kicking and biting for so long, and when they throw me a rescue rope, I'll be too weary to hold on and see the light. So I sing through the tears in the key of life, the way a wounded eagle might. God's rainwater flow through the same gutter that we walk today. Gotta stay brave, brother. Keep your lips stiff, keep your fists clenched. At times you gotta kick your way through this bitch. And God's rainwater flow through the same gutter that we walk today. Gotta stay brave, brother. Keep your lips stiff, keep your fists clenched. At times you gotta kick your way through this bitch. I sure left me, y'all. She don't show her face around his parts. Every time she comes, she gets chased off. So she stayed distant. If it wasn't for me sweating, he wouldn't know the sun was out. I hate it
come out of his fucking mouth. And ladies treat him special, don't know nothing about him. They saw what his wife see, they wouldn't fuss about him. He can't do shit right but rap and make babies. And babies need daddy and home consistent. But rap keep daddy on the road religious. So even in my two loves, my soul's so conflicted. My son came into this world innocent. He deserves everything that he needs to live in it. And this home I made for him is broken. I'm hoping his love for me will never grow thin. It hurts daddy to no end and no win. You're crying at the hospital, I'm out trying to rock a show. I made a vow that we'd never be broke again. And I'd never be a burden on another friend. So when I'm sweating on my farewell stage and wrote my last hook in my last rhyme book, when I get my last nod of approval from my family, this is the man that I have to be. And God's rainwater flow through the same gutter that we walk today. Gotta stay brave, brother. Keep your lips stiff, keep your fists clenched. At times you gotta kick your way through this bitch. God's rainwater flow through the same gutter that we walk today. Gotta stay brave, brother. Keep your lips stiff, keep your fists clenched. At times you gotta kick your way through this bitch. And God's rainwater flow through the same gutter that we walk today. Gotta stay brave, brother. Keep your lips stiff, keep your fists clenched. At times you gotta kick your way through this bitch. Rainwater flow through the same gutter that we walk today. Gotta stay brave, brother. Keep your lips stiff, keep your fists clenched. At times you gotta kick your way through this bitch.
Everything he does is dope, but that one always holds a special place for me.
Did Chuck ever tell you about the time we didn't go to his concert?
No.
That's how hip-hop it is.
Homeboy, like, homeboy Sandman was opening up for him.
I feel like one of these buttons on this soundboard should just be a volcano, because you're blowing up spots. I'm going to be honest.
I was sick.
Go for it.
I was sick, and Steve likes to go to bed by 10.
I was like, I'm going to go home. And then we ran into one of Chuck's friends. And he's like, yeah, you guys going to the Brother Ali show? And we're like, no, we just left. We went and saw the opener. And he was like, wow, you guys are really that hip-hop, huh? Is that really how it is nowadays?
Wow.
He's like, can't even stay for the headliner at an underground show.
Can't even stay. Like, that's how underground we got.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was a dope show. But
I always enjoyed seeing him live.
I was tired.
Yeah, in fairness, I've seen him live at least 5 times, so it wasn't... I don't mean to belittle his constant progressions and being better every time he goes out on the road, but, you know, shout out.
Not in the mood.
Shout outs. Shout out to MF Doom.
Yo, I feel like you were just doing some crazy. I know this. We got to translate this into radio. So theater of the mind.
Sure.
Steve is sitting in a chair. I'm sitting on dusty benches.
Right.
While we do this. So Steve sometimes will like give me a hand gesture as to what we're supposed to do. Like he's like, come here, I'm going to slap you. And he slaps the shit out of me. But he was just moving his hands like crazy. I was like, what am I supposed to do? He was just dancing.
I was just getting to my dance
his
on.
Dance on with my.
I thought he was like on fire.
With
or something.
My pants on.
God damn. So listen, we need to wrap things up. Yeah, that's getting close to an hour, but I just wanted to address the question about who's more cynical.
Okay, what a way to go out.
And I would say that outwardly, I think we're about on par, but you're more vocal about your cynicism.
Yeah.
Whereas I keep a lot of mine in, you know?
Yeah.
And then I occasionally vent, but
yeah.
I put a smile on it. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like the way you do it's better.
You think so?
Yeah. As long as you have that outlet and they're healthy, like walking around complaining all the time is not the best thing. Like I realize that. You know, I'm trying to work on it.
If I didn't go to the gym and lift weights on a semi-regular basis,
The one thing that I actually do, like I don't fucking go out and like socialize, but I play basketball like 3 or 4 days a week. Like
that's good.
To me, that's enough socializing. But also, if I didn't do that, man, I'd be a fucking wreck.
Right.
So,
is it considered socializing when it's always with the same 14 people?
And they're all 22 years older than you are. Like, my best friend's 48. Like, I sound like a creepy 8-year-old with, like, a 15-year-old friend.
Wait, is the 8-year-old creepy in that scenario, or is the 15-year-old creepy?
The whole thing's creepy.
Everything's creepy.
Everything's creepy. Welcome to episode Everything's Creepy.
Yo, yes.
Yo, that was episode Deuce 5.
Deuce 5.
25. Deuce Cinco, as Chad Johnson would say.
Deuce Cinco. Chrome Bills, man, we come a long way. Actually, the last question we got on the Ask C's was from at Incognito Martin, and it said, why isn't C's Mike's on the theme song? And for anyone that got on...
It seems wrong.
For anyone that got on to Chrome Bills late, there's... Steve, what would you say? There's 4 episodes, maybe, that Cole was not originally on?
There's 5. Cole shows up on episode 5, I believe.
Yeah, so it was originally just Steve and I, and... And I had done... No, it's honestly one of the best things to ever happen to the podcast was adding C's, of course.
Yay.
It's debatable, but...
That sounded fake from both of you. I feel like
I'm
Jake
just making up for the Jessup line earlier.
It's true.
No, I definitely hear you, man. So what were you thinking along those lines?
No, I was just explaining for anyone that thinks it was weird that you weren't on it. It was just done before you were there. But I think it gets in and it gets out. I mean, maybe there'll be a remix someday. Who knows?
I'm up for remixing it if you guys are up for it.
I'd love to do it, but to be perfectly honest with you, I like that I'm not on it. Like, I like that it's that. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is like pulling back the curtain a little. I'm going to regret saying that. I'd like to do it, but I feel like it works even if I'm not on it. Okay. I guess is what I'm saying.
We don't have to put it out. We could just try something.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to make the beat.
Yo, that sounds like a good idea. I just got a new beat machine, though. It's arriving on Friday.
I'm working on my patience. You should give me like $1,000 instrument.
I was
going to
say,
practice.
Maybe you could buy 3 of them before Christmas, because 2 of them are broken by the one and only.
I'll just send it back to Apple. Like, this got water on it.
Yo, and on some friends of the show update before we get out of here. Do you got the who are you button ready?
Yeah.
So I was talking to the homie Henrock, who's one of the A&Rs at Ultra Records. And he told me that friend of the show, Wax, who was in McGregor at the University of Maryland.
Of course.
They're pushing his latest single, which, Steve, is the video you showed me where it's about the girl. Is it called, like, Rosanna or...
Dude, that's been out for a couple years.
Yeah, but
now.
I guess... Or maybe that's not the one they're pushing. I don't know. But they have a...
Dude, that song did... apparently, that song's done really well.
The video is fucking hilarious, dude. It's...
The video's
it's amazing.
Hilarious if and, you haven't seen it.
I have not.
Rosanna.
I'll have to check
it's
it out.
Really good. So maybe it's a new single, but he told me that he had gone to... I guess Wax did a show in New York last Friday. I couldn't make it because I was moving. But otherwise, I would have been. And so just little updates. I'm sure more updates in the same vein coming. So...
True. Subscribe on iTunes. Let's get Wax for an interview. Is that possible?
I'll see what we can do. I think Henrock's one of the next interviews. I just got to get a second mic up here.
Let's do that.
If either of you guys have a mic with the ASR cable, mail it to my address, which is 44444 4th Avenue in the 4th District of Fortin.
Well, we definitely got to get this figured out before the 100th episode, because if you remember what we announced last week is that on the 100th episode of Chrome Bills, we will have a special guest. That special guest will be Jesus Christ.
Our Lord and Savior.
He'll be on the 100th
episode. Our Lord and Savior.
Word.
Episode 25, y'all.
All right, y'all.
All right, I got to go to Golden Corral, but...
All right, y'all. All right, dude. Peace.
Have fun at the Fudge Fountain.
Chrome Bills. Live from the Fudge Fountain, episode 25. 1, 2, 3, 4.
4.